We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Guys, welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. I just want to know how it's already the middle of July. I mean, honestly, the summer has just started, okay? It absolutely is flying by, and it really needs to slow down. I've started seeing people post about the fall and Halloween and like how they're so excited for the fall time. And I am just not ready for any of that. Like, we are so in the dog days of summer. It's hot, it's humid, it's like the prime time. Like, I want this to stay forever. I just love summer. I could live in this season of life forever. So I just need all the fall posts, all the, I can't wait for Halloween, I can't wait for pumpkin. I need it all to stop because honestly, it will have its time. It always does. It will always arrive. But can't we just be where our feet are? Can't we just enjoy the summer? I mean, I personally live 9 months of the year for these 3 months. So for me, this is all I want. And I'm just like absolutely living for it. I mean, seriously, like the long days, the warm sunrises, like walking out of your house and having it be warm is such an experience and like the best one. I am so grateful to live at the beach, outdoor showers. Oh my God, like the only thing I'm doing lately is outdoor showering. I'm like an outdoor shower fiend these days and I'm like simply not okay because of it. I have moved all of my shower stuff from my indoor shower to the outside shower, and I'm like exclusively showering outside. Any excuse I can to take a shower, I'm taking it. Like, I go to the beach and I washed my hair earlier, but like now it's just a little salty. I'm going to take a shower. I just can't help it. Like, any excuse I can, I'm showering, and I'm also washing my hair every single day. Not sure if that's good or not, but it's kind of like a new thing that I've been doing, and I like it. It works for me. But I've also been using a few new products in my showers that I feel like have been making my hair grow so much right now. I had really long hair, and then I cut it in November, and it was growing, you know, standard pace. And then in the beginning of the summer, I cut it again. And now I just kind of want inches. Like, I just want a lot of hair and I want it to be really long again. I knew this would happen, but like, isn't that part of being a girl? Like, you grow your hair long, then you cut it, then you love it. And then like, I want long hair again. And then when you get it long again, then you cut it. And like, the cycle just repeats and repeats. It's part of being a girl. So I'm in the phase of being a girl right now where I want my hair to grow long again. And I've been using a couple of products that have been really amplifying my hair growth. And I linked them all in my LTK, which I'll also link down below. But I've been using the Bondi Boost HG Shampoo Conditioner. HG stands for hair growth. I've been using that. I also use the Vegamore Grow Serum, GRO, and I also use the Vegamore Grow Shampoo and Conditioner. The shampoo and conditioner is on the indoor shower, and the Bondi Boost is in the outside shower. And I use the hair serum every time I get out of the shower. I just put it right on my scalp, and it doesn't make my scalp like greasy or oily or anything like that. And then I also take two of the Nature's Bounty Hair Skin Nail Gummies every single morning. And I swear my hair has been growing like an inch a week. It is growing really, really fast at the moment. I also just use a lot less heat on it in the summer, so I think that has something to do with it. But my hair is just growing really fast and it's all working. So I'll link below in my LTK the products that I use, which, by the way, my LTK, I have an intern for the summertime and she has been really bumping up my LTK and it is off the freaking charts. She rocks and my LTK, I have to say, rocks. I personally, as a consumer, shop on LTK all the time because it takes a lot of the work out of things for me. So like if I have a dinner and I don't know what I want to wear, or if I have a bookshelf that I want to style, or if I want to like fill up a purse with something, but I don't know like what to fill up like a beach bag with or whatever, I go on LTK all the time and use it. One is Pinterest and just as inspo because the girls on there are all really cute and like very normal girls. But secondly, everything's already styled for me and put into a post for me. So it just makes it really easy. So I personally, as a consumer, use LTK all the time to shop. So I like beefed up my creator side of LTK so that I could also get the benefit of my own LTK. But, and for you guys as well. So if you guys don't shop on LTK, you should really try and see if it's for you. Like since I started shopping on LTK, I've just been obsessed with it. So I'll link mine down below. And my intern has just been going off on my LTK and she is making it so good. I always tell her like what kind of stuff I use. So it's all products that I use. But she just has made it look really beautiful because before it was not beautiful. But she has just made it amazing. Anyway, I'll link it down below. But we're not here to talk about my LTK or my hair growth or my outdoor showers for that fact of the matter. We're here to talk about five simple health and wellness tips for the summer and kind of how to begin or maintain an active lifestyle this summer. Now, I want to preface this by saying I'm only giving five tips today because whether it's five tips or 105 tips, starting these simple tips is not always easy. And recently, Nick Bear made a really great podcast episode that I will link down below that talks about the difference of simple versus easy. Because while something might be simple, like for example, like drinking a glass of water is a simple piece of advice, but actually doing it isn't always easy. So these are simple tips, but that doesn't make them easy. And that's why I didn't want to overwhelm and just do like a big list of like, you know, my 20 fitness tips or my 20 health tips or even 10, because implementing one of these tips will make you feel better. So implementing five, imagine how great you would feel. Less is more sometimes. And in this instance, I really do feel that way. So I really just did want to do five simple health and wellness tips for the summer because with summer being in full swing, it's time to like take a breath and really just embrace the current season of life. And while I know we love fall and we love football games and we love pumpkin and we love the crisp air, I want to live in summer year round. And there's just something so happy and comforting and just like truly living my best life in the summertime. She, if you guys listened to my episode from last week, lives in the summer year round. So naturally, I just find myself being happier in the summertime. I find myself being more active in the summertime. And I tend to just want to lead a healthier lifestyle in the summertime. And these are some tips that I have for leading beginning or maintaining an active lifestyle this summer, both mentally and physically, with wellness and health. So let's begin and try out these simple five tips that you guys can begin today and feel better. The first tip that I have is a consistent sleep schedule. I find that when I'm on a consistent sleep schedule, I naturally just feel so much better overall. I'm really putting this in work this summertime, and it's just been so beneficial. And my Oura Ring, which I wear all day, every day, tracks my sleep, and my readiness score has been very consistently high and good. I always have the little crown emoji like every day above my readiness score because my sleep has been very consistent this summer. And I really credit a lot of my consistent sleep routine to the early mornings and the later sunsets. So with the sun rising at like 5:15, 5:30 every morning, and then the sun setting at like 8:30 or 9 every single night, it's been really easy for my body to get on a very natural circadian rhythm. So when the sun rises, I'm not always up at 5:30 every single morning, but I do sleep with my curtains open and the sun does pour in. So that definitely helps. Like when I look up, if I'm waking up to my alarm, I will look up and go get my alarm to turn it off. And when I look up, it's right underneath of a window for me and the sun is pouring in that window. So like I just immediately get hit with the sunlight and it's beautiful and amazing. So I find that that really helps. But also when you are consistent with your sleep schedule, you also tend to not need to wake up to an alarm. So most of the days I will wake up before my alarm. And whenever I wake up without an alarm, I just naturally feel so much more refreshed. If my body naturally wakes up, I just go with it because that means typically that it ended one of its sleep cycles. I think we have three or four sleep cycles in a night. Three. And I feel like they're in 4-hour increments. So I guess that would be two. So you tend to have like two sleep cycles. I could be making all this up. Maybe it's 3 hours. Either way, whenever I naturally wake up and my body is kind of ending a sleep cycle, I will just go with it and wake up along with my sleep cycle. And I just feel so much better. And when I'm really consistent about going to bed around the same time and waking up around the same time, I find that I don't need my alarm clock and my body just naturally wakes up on its own. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, Storylight therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. With that being said, whenever I do wake up, I try to get outside as soon as I can. Now, soon is relative. Some days it's like immediately I'll go outside and I get sunlight in my eyes. Getting sunlight in your eyes is amazing. One, for the circadian rhythm of your body. Two, it allows for it's good for your eyes. Like your eyes want that UV. It wants the UV rays, I think UVB, in your eyes. It's really good for your eye health. But three, it also helps to prevent that afternoon crash. So I do feel like I just feel so much better overall when I have morning sunlight. But like I said, soon is relative. So sometimes I'll wake up and immediately go outside. Other days, it'll take me an hour. Whatever it is, I just make sure to get outside earlier in the morning. I always am pretty much outside before 8 a.m. just because I head down to the studio before 8 a.m., whatever. But getting sunlight in my eyes first thing really, really helps. And then on the flip side, being consistent with when I go to sleep at night really helps. And I feel like a really good signal for my body to start to wind down is watching the sun set. On the flip side of that, a really good signal for my body to wake up is viewing the early morning light. So like around the sunrise time, if I'm naturally rising with the sun, I just feel better. And if I'm naturally winding down with the sun, I feel better. So viewing the sunset has also been very helpful. And even if it's just like going up onto the deck and watching it from the deck, or if I'm going down to the bay, because I live at the beach, like going down to the bay and watching it at the bay, that really helps too. But just kind of seeing the sun go down, even if it's through a window, it does help a lot. And then just staying consistent with that, you know, going to sleep anywhere between like an 8:30 to 10:30 window, like in that 2 hours, but really just being intentional and winding down during that time helps so much. And I find that with a consistent sleep schedule, I'm overall happier. I have much more energy. I'm less tired. I don't feel any sort of afternoon crash. I have much more energy throughout the entire day. I want to do more things. And overall, I'm just very level-headed. Like, emotions are not extreme. I'm just calm and level-headed. And I really do attribute a lot of that to a consistent sleep schedule. So if you can, view the sunrises and the sunsets, stay consistent with your wake-up times and bedtimes, and you'll be amazed at how much better you feel mentally and physically. I put this at number one because I really think sleep is like the best tool when it comes to mental health and physical health. And it's one that we do every day and it's often overlooked. Everyone is going to be a little bit different with how much sleep you need and how much sleep you feel good getting. I find that anything less than 8 hours for me, I do really feel it. Anything more than 8 hours, like anything more than 9 hours, I actually feel like it's too much and I feel a little sluggish. But if I really need like 9-10 hours of sleep, it doesn't really happen much in the summertime unless I go to bed super early. But 8 hours, eight to eight and a half is like my sweet spot of sleeping, and I just feel really good. My second tip is to stay hydrated. Now, this might be really obvious, but it is the summer and it's so easy to be dehydrated, especially when you're sweating a lot more. Down here in Jersey, it is so humid, okay? Like literally you walk outside and like you're wet, like it's, you're stepping into a cloud. So it's just really easy to be naturally dehydrated in the summertime. And being dehydrated leads to so much more that we don't always think about, like mood swings, when we feel tired. Our bodies don't also always know the difference between hungry or thirsty. So sometimes when our stomachs are hungry, we might actually just be thirsty. I also read something a few years ago that stuck with me, that when we are craving fruits, like we're craving the refreshment of fruit, it typically means that we're thirsty. And I think this was because like years and, you know, years ago when we were hunter-gatherers, don't quote me on this, but I read it and it sounded true. So I'm going to think it's true. It makes sense to me. Hunter-gatherers, when they didn't have access to water, they would eat berries because it was refreshing. And that has kind of just stuck with us. So I find that if I'm craving fruit for the refreshment of it, rather than like the nutrients of it or the taste of it, then I'm typically thirsty and I'll just have fruit with like water or something like that, if I even want the fruit after I have a glass of water. So staying hydrated is really awesome, both physically and mentally. The mental aspects of being dehydrated is crazy. Like the side effects that happen is really, really crazy. With this being said, this whole episode sounds like an ad. I promise it's not. These are just products that I actually use in the summertime to kind of help with feeling my best. I've been using Element, L-M-N-T. And I love Element drinks. Right now I'm using the mango chili flavor and it's a hydration drink. It's like electrolytes, but it's salty, so it's salt. And the mango chili flavor especially is a crazy combination of flavors because it's sweet, it's spicy, and it's salty. What I like most about Element is that they don't have sugar. This literally sounds like a podcast read. It's not. They have no sugar in them. So like Liquid IV, I think it has like 11 grams of sugar per stick. And Element has no sugar added. I think what makes it sweet is natural flavors and stevia extract. So there's no added sugar and it's very salty. And the salt is what replenishes hydration. It's like, it's natural electrolytes and it's really good. If you don't want Element or you don't want anything flavored, you can always make a natural electrolyte drink with water and then a pinch of pink Himalayan sea salt in your water and like fresh lemon squeezed in. It's so delicious. It's so good. And it's really going to kickstart your hydration. I tend to drink Element or some sort of salt water at least once a day. Today, lately, I've been drinking it after my workouts because my workouts especially have been very sweaty lately just because of how hot and humid it is. Also because I've been adding a lot more hot Pilates and hot yoga into my schedule since I just opened up the second studio in Sea Isle that's yoga and Pilates. So I've been doing a lot more hot yoga, a lot more hot Pilates, running outside. It's very hot and humid, so I'm just sweating a ton. Spin, I always sweat a lot, so no real difference there. Walking, I'm sweating more because it's just so humid. So the humidity just naturally sweating, I'm just replenishing with electrolyte water. And again, the electrolyte comes from salt. So I've just been using Element because it just makes it nice and flavorful and delicious. Again, I'll link it down below. It's on my LTK, but whatever, that doesn't matter. I will link it below if you guys are interested. I got it during the Amazon sale. I should have mentioned that last week, but I didn't. Anyway, just staying hydrated is going to keep you mentally sharper. Physically, you're going to feel a lot better, and you will be amazed at a body that functions at peak hydration. And dehydration are two very different bodies. You will feel overall just so much better.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
My third tip is less screen time. Mentally, you are going to feel so much better. So this is like mental well-being of decreasing screen time. I have an entire episode on why screen time is like ruining my life and how I've really actively been trying to reduce my screen time. And I will say I just feel so much better. So last night, as a matter of fact, I was watching the show on Peacock. Why did I say Peacock? So weird. Peacock. It's called Based on a True Story. And it's funny, but it's gruesome, but it's weird, but it's good. I don't know. It's like about, it's kind of like Stacey Wellingham's new book. What was it called? The second one. Not a Flicker in the Dark. All the Things. No, not that one. All the Different Things. I don't know, something. Anyway, it's kind of a similar premise where it's like, actually, it's not really that similar of a premise, but it's this couple who finds, there's a serial killer on the loose. This couple finds out who the serial killer is, and then they propose to start a podcast with the serial killer, and then they have a podcast with the serial killer. It's a very interesting show. It's kind of weird. Anyway, the whole reason that I put this out is because yesterday I was watching that show on Peacock, and I was really enjoying it, but I kind of just got like screen fatigue. I was like, okay, I'm done watching this. And I went outside, watched the sunset, and then as soon as the sunset, I got really bored and I reached for my phone. And I got mad at myself that I reached for my phone because like, why is that my natural default? Like, why can't I just be bored? Like, God forbid I'm bored. Like, let myself be bored. So instead of just going on my phone and scrolling or doing something on a screen, I pulled out the game Rummy Cube. Rummy Cub, how do you guys say that? Game. I say Rummy Cube, but I think it's pronounced Rummy Cub. Anyway, it's one of my favorite games. It feels really good on the brain. It like soothes the brain, but I can only do like two or three games because then I start thinking too much. Anyway, my boyfriend and I were playing that last night and it just felt so much better than just like watching a screen or watching a show. Like it gave us something to do together. It was really fun for the mind and it was just like fun overall. Like I just really enjoyed it and I just felt a lot better. The mental well-being of being off of your screen and doing something presently, like physically, actively, just feels so much better. So this summer, really try and decrease your screen time. If you're on, you know, screen time for average of, let's say, like 6 hours a day, can you minimize it to 5 hours and then 4 hours and then 3 hours? And can you get it below an hour every day? Like, that would be so ideal and something that I would love to do. And, you know, today also when I was walking to the studio, I was like, oh, I don't know where my phone is. I think I put it in my bag, and I immediately started searching for my phone. And I was just thinking, like, it would just be so nice to not worry about my phone, like to not worry about where my phone is, who do I need to text, who do I need to call, like what do I need to post. Like, it would just be so nice to just not worry about my phone. And I really want to do that. Like, there was a time before phones and the world literally was turning perfectly fine. So I kind of hope that there is a world after phones as well. And one day, like, everyone's just going to be like, you know what, this is stupid, I don't want to do this anymore. And everyone just drops their phone, leaves their phone, and no one uses their phone anymore. Do you think that'll happen? I think that'd be great for all of us. So instead of being on your phone or in front of a screen, you could try a bunch of other things, such as reading. Like, I read on my Kindle, and personally, that to me doesn't feel like a screen because it looks like a piece of paper. But I'm reading Golden Girl on my Kindle, and I'm also reading The Untethered Soul paperback, and that book is crazy. So good. But I feel like I can levitate when I read that book. So that is a really fun feeling. Anyway, okay. So instead of being on your screen, there are so many other things that we can do. Like, physically moving the body is great, but a sharp mind is equally as important. So less screens and finding something else, like reading a book, playing a board game, doing a puzzle. You guys know I love puzzles. Talking to someone. Imagine just sitting outside and talking to someone without a screen present. Amazing. Journaling, painting, making bracelets. I see so many people making bracelets nowadays, which I love. Going for a walk or just sitting and enjoying the scenery in front of you. Like, when is the last time you just sat outside and looked? My grandma was here last week, and my grandma would just sit outside and just smile for like hours. She is so cute. Who does that? You know what I mean? Like, just going outside and just being grateful for the space that you have, for where your feet are planted, and just like observing the world around you. That is something that's free, so simple, and so gratifying. We should be doing that more. I also want to make a whole episode about living a life of shoulds. My therapist always says this to me because, like, in therapy, I'll say things like, oh, I should have done this. I feel like I should do that. And she's like, what is up with this should? Like, so much guilt is associated with the term should. Like, should you really be doing this, or do you want to? Do you need to? And it's great advice and it always makes me think. And I really try to limit my use of the word should. I'll do a whole episode on that. Number four is finding more movement. And this is aside from working out. How can we continue to move our bodies? And I'm not saying, like, yeah, if you ran 3 miles, go then walk another 30 minutes just to get more movement in. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about like overexerting yourself here of exercise. I'm just talking about simply moving more. Instead of sitting down and watching TV, or instead of sitting on the beach, can you go for a walk on the beach? There are just so many other things that we can be doing. Can be doing to continually move our bodies and keep ourselves active. With the weather being warm, can we park maybe a little bit farther away and walk to dinner? Can you bike to your workout class? Can you meet up with friends outside for a walk instead of sitting down at a happy hour? Can you garden? Can you make an activity goal of 5,000 steps at sunset every night? With the weather being nicer, there's just so much more of an opportunity to go outside and be active. So take advantage of it. Like, these are the moments that we live for. In the winter, it's like, oh, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, it's this, it's that. Maybe that's just me, I don't know. But in the summertime, like, this is truly what I live for. I just love this time of year. So having it be warm, going outside, just being more active generally, helping out in the kitchen more, doing the dishes. It could be putting away laundry, cleaning your space, just anything to get your body to continually move aside from working out. Like, not everything has to be a workout. You know what I mean? Maybe it's getting a walking pad at your desk so that you can walk while you answer emails or while you work. Maybe it's pacing while you take conference calls at work. Maybe it's shopping more so that you can walk around. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many ways just to remain active in a what could be sedentary lifestyle, and just finding more movement. An active body will thank you, and a body in motion stays in motion, and it just feels so much better to get up, to get moving. You will thank yourself. And my final tip is to eat fresh seasonal foods. In the summertime, I find that I really crave cold foods like smoothies. So being able to pack smoothies with fruits and veggies makes me feel really good internally, but it's also incredibly refreshing. And I just feel better physically and mentally. Eating seasonally, like getting fresh peaches or Jersey tomatoes, feels amazing and tastes delicious. I have this one client down here who has a booming garden, and she always gives us such a gorgeous amount of tomatoes at the end of the summer, and it's just like the best thing ever. They're starting to roll in, and I'm just so excited. With that always makes me want to try out new recipes with things that I get from the farmer's market. I also love like grilled chicken on top of a Greek salad with like a side of orzo. That is always so delicious. Maybe it's just baking a bit more. Well, I guess baking isn't necessarily fresh. Honestly, you could do whatever you want with like baking a peach cobbler. Oh my God. Do you bake peach cobbler? I don't know. Anyway, just being more experimental with fresh local seasonal foods is really fun to do, and it makes me just feel a lot better in the summertime. Mentally, I really enjoy baking. Physically, I really, not just baking, but cooking as well. I just really enjoy challenging myself to eat fresh and seasonal foods come the summertime. It just feels better. And it also gives you something to do, like going to the farmer's market, walking around the farmer's market. There's your movement, supporting the local farmers. Like all that stuff just feels really good internally. It's a great way to get active, eat locally and seasonally, and get really creative in the kitchen. So eating fresh seasonal foods is an amazing way to feel mentally better this summer and physically better this summer. So those are five very simple wellness and health tips for the summertime to begin or maintain a healthy lifestyle this summer. Again, just because these are simple tips does not necessarily mean that they are easy tips, but just implementing one of these tips into your routine will make you feel so much better. Again, you don't need like 105 tips to feel really good. Sometimes all you need are five good daily non-negotiable habits that you just want to do every single day. And these could be those five things for you that transform your life. You don't need something huge and elaborate to like make your life change for the better. Sometimes less is more. And in this approach, I think less is so much more. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys are enjoying summer and living it up. I know I am. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to check out my description box and show notes for anything that you might have missed, any links that I provide. And I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. Happy Manifest Monday, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.